Welcome to another installment of This Period in Particles Custom RPG. This is episode 2, serving as a supplement to episode 1's Dead Area, trailing its recording date. This week, I am coming to you on a different microphone. Hopefully it's a little clearer than the last one, and without the echo. There are a few new things that have been happening since the last recording of this show. One of the main things is that I've removed about 4,700 old character files from the server. And while this shouldn't prove to be a problem, I've only removed the characters last used prior to October 1st, 2005, which should prevent any problems with existing users. I have traditionally done this on a regular basis, but over the last year and a half, I really haven't been keeping up. Removing these old 4,700 characters should help overall server performance, but the change may or may not be felt directly by the users. Additionally, this reduces the size of the backups that I perform daily by removing those same 4,700 character files that never really change. This means that there won't be copies of those same unchanging files in every daily backup. And since they never really change, there's no point to keep backing them up, you know, 150 days in a row. Other than that, if you or somebody you know comes back to find your character missing, I will gladly restore it for you. I haven't cleared them off permanently. They're still in my archives. And anybody that has played on their character since October 1st, 2005 won't find their character missing anyway. I've made some changes to gameplay as well recently, with the update to PC RPG version 3.32. I've added tent deployment restrictions that prohibit any user from deploying their tent in areas that will block off other users from the normal flow of the game. Areas like these include all the major zones, all the teleport destinations, and other various regions of difficulty for players whenever there are tents there. These prohibited zones work instantly, unlike checks for zones do. So there shouldn't be a way to really get around these prohibited regions that I've enacted. There are, however, a few areas that I still need to add restrictions for. Those will be addressed later this week, hopefully, in PC RPG version 3.32b. If you find regions that you think should be blocked off for tent deployment, please send an email to support@pcrpg.org. Please bear in mind that I already do know some of these new zones that I've created are yet to be restricted, and those locations will also be addressed in 3.32b, so you don't need to email me about like Centuria and stuff like that. Now for the issue that you've probably been expecting the most in this segment, the issue of server latency. I realize that there's a serious lag issue with the server, periodically. That's no surprise to me. Most of last night, I was playing with Ghetto Babe, trying to get her to work, and I know the server was unplayable. This is the first time I've actually witnessed it firsthand. I've also seen concerns and comments to the effect that I must not care about the server or the lag will be gone, and this is simply not true. The real truth of the matter is that I don't really possess the ability to fix these problems for myself. I can, however, attempt to diagnose the environment and at least tell what the problem is not. And so far, this is what I've come up with. The server is on a bidirectional 2 megabit per second connection to the internet. There are other servers that run on this connection, but it is my estimation that these other servers do not act prohibitively to the PC RPG game server. And you also have to remember that the lag is not a constant force, it's only for a split second at a time. The pings remain low most of the time. During a session of in-game lag last night, I tested the download speed, and there was at least 45 kilobytes per second free during this time, and upstream bandwidth is not extremely overloaded either. In fact, the available bandwidth was easily enough to host an extra 15 to 22 people to play smoothly. And there weren't even that many people playing on the server. So the natural question now would be, if the connection itself is clearly fast enough and its resources aren't, you know, totally exhausted at this point, what about the machine itself? I've heard a couple concerns to that effect. From what I can tell, the machine is not heavily loaded. It runs mail, and with the exception of the PCRPG game server, that's really about it. I've checked it before, and I've never really seen the processor usage above 50% during normal duties, and most of that is the tribe's executable instance itself that's running PCRPG. The machine itself is a 3.2 GHz Pentium 4 with 4 GB of physical memory and an additional 4 GB swap file. So, clearly the server machine itself is sufficient. Now, if it isn't the connection or the machine, then what could it be? That's really a good question. The only three things left that I can really think of at this point are tribes itself, the firewall, or, and this one's very unlikely, flaky networking hardware. Tribes itself is a big clutch of crap, and I realize this, I've been hosting for a long time. This doesn't explain a sudden unwillingness to operate correctly, however. I've reinstalled the server within the last half of a year, and I've removed excess files from the directory that holds characters. The other possible answer is the firewall. This has been blamed for the lag before, especially whenever I was adding those IP restrictions. And I realize that ZoneAlarm isn't exactly built for game server duties, but that isn't really my call to disable it for testing. I might be able to clear some of the blocked ranges, but other than that, there isn't much I can do in ways of testing this theory. It's really beyond the scope of what I should be poking around with on that machine. It's, remember that my server isn't hosted locally, so. And this pretty much covers the primary topics that have come up in this last week. Expect new episodes in March, where I'll likely be talking more about this lag situation, hopefully about how it was resolved, and upcoming code improvements, perhaps even a little about PCRPG on the Source Engine. Keep it cool, and I'll catch you later.